Welcome to another edition of the Go Knows podcast. I am your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a fan for fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me and my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is March the 5th, 2021. I got about 5 different segments here for this episode. I hope you enjoy it. You know, I got a few emails asking why I haven't done an episode in a couple of months. I'm kind of superstitious. When I stopped doing the podcast, we started getting more recruits of higher caliber. And we've been on a roll, and I don't know, I'm just superstitious like that. The 2022 class is coming along very nicely. In particular, Travis Hunter and Sam McCall. I don't know if they could be the second coming of Jalen Ramsey and Derwin James. I hope so. But I'm going to go back to saying the same thing that I was saying all last year and up until January 15th, my last episode. You can have all the, to coin a phrase from a famous radio host from where I'm from, you can have all the frisbee catching dogs you want. Football is won and lost in the trenches. And until we get more elite guys in the trenches, it's a moot point. I mean, he's Norvell has done a phenomenal job with the skill positions, getting transfers. And I really think this team, if it truly reaches its potential in 2021, you might say 8-4. And that's just balls to the wall, all out effort. Worst case scenario, I'd say 6-6, 5-7. Just being realistic. But, you know, he has flipped the culture. There's no doubt about that. He has definitely flipped the culture. And that's one of the things that I had pointed out last season or this past season, that, and he's gotten a lot of bad apples out of the program, and you know he's done a good job. You know, so hopefully he got some guys in there that's gonna buy into his philosophy, and we'll see, man. We open up at Notre Dame. I actually don't know if it's at Notre Dame or Florida State, but we open up playing Notre Dame. And this is just random talking here. I haven't even gotten into the quote unquote segments. I'm kind of rusty on the podcast and stuff. I haven't done it in 2 months or a month and a half. But getting into the segments, first segment is entitled Impact Player Predictions for 2021. I mean, you gotta say Mackenzie Milton on offense. I think that's right off the bat. If you're saying 2 on offense, 2 on defense, I'll go with Cam McDonald. Hopefully he's building some kind of rapport with Mackenzie Milton. But those are the two guys I think. Tua Feely could be a dark horse. Deshaun Corbin, of course, he could be a dark horse. He might go before Cam McDonald. But those are my guys on offense. On defense, I would have to go with the Jermaine Johnson kid from Georgia that transferred. I watched him on the football thing on Netflix. Was it Last Chance U or something? A few years ago when he was at the community college out in Kansas. And he's got some talent. He's definitely got some talent. So I think right off the bat, him, Amari Gaynor, Emmett Rice. Smart move for Emmett Rice to come back for another year. Secondary, I don't know, man. I mean, the secondary was just awful last year. And they brought in a bunch of guys. Damori Tate is back. He was on that academic thing his first year, so he's going to be back. I think he's going to be pretty good. We got a bunch of transfers. I mean, like I said, worst case scenario, I think it's going to be 6-6. And the record at this point doesn't matter to me personally. What matters to me is just looking like a football team. Just going out there competing and just looking like a Florida State football team, you know, as far as effort from the past. Because, I mean, we've had down years, but not like this. Not where we just look like we're not even competing. And running backs and wide receivers are just running up and down the field, you know, at will against the defense. And the offense just looked unorganized, unmotivated. And I think that's the carryover from having all these different coaches throughout these last 3 or 4 years. But I think Norvell's got it going in the right direction. I really do. But it all starts on the offensive and defensive lines. If you're not willing to go after those big name guys, I mean, you know, we just need some role graders. Get that running game going. And you know, give Mackenzie Milton a easier time on offense. Because, I mean, he's going to be rusty, man, going into that first game against Notre Dame. It would be a miracle if we win that game. But we'll see. Mackenzie Milton, I seen a video where he was squatting like 300 pounds. That's phenomenal, man. For him to come all the way back from that injury that he sustained to, you know, squatting 300 pounds, that's phenomenal. So I just hope that he continues to improve. And hopefully we can have a successful season. Next segment. And that was a long one right there. Can you Alabama proof the college football playoff? I don't think you can. I mean, because if Alabama goes undefeated and wins the SEC championship, you got to put them in. So I just, it's a great program. You know, those people down there, they put money into that program. And, you know, Alabama, that's like 1600, 17, 1800s type money. That's old money they putting into that program, man. So, you know, Nick Saban can get whatever he wants. Okay? They went out and got I want to say they got the top player at every offensive line position in their current recruiting class. That is crazy. So they've literally got an all-star offense, high school all-star offensive line. So when you're doing that, this is going to be very hard to keep them out of the playoff, because they get the best offensive and defensive linemen every year. And that's where football is won and lost. Again, I'm going to keep saying it until Florida State starts getting those guys. But I think, I don't know if the red shirt freshman from California, I forget his name, for Alabama, I don't know if he's going to be the starter. I've never seen him play, so I'm not going to sit here and say he's going to suck or whatever. But it's going to be a rougher road for them this season, this coming up season. Should the Power Five make Notre Dame join a conference? Should all the Power Five conferences make Notre Dame join a conference? I think they should. I just don't. The whole independent thing is, you know, they play 6 ACC games. So for me, I just say, just go ahead and join the ACC. Let them keep their TV deal. I think this past season, the ACC made Notre Dame share that revenue. And Notre Dame really didn't have a choice, but, you know, if they were trying to play football. But if it was me, I would try to make them join a conference. Just so, you know, it wouldn't be any, you know, questions about putting them in over a one loss conference runner up or something. I don't know. So let me know what you think about that. Will fans be back in 2021? Well, you already seen that the Texas governor has basically, I don't know, lifted every restriction in Texas. So we know it'll be back in Texas. If you're going to do it, I just hope that it's safely done. I just hope it's not something to rush just to get back to a sense of normalcy, because you do have these variants out there that we don't know what they can do. So just be smart about it. To me, there's no football game worth going to and potentially catching COVID and dying. So it's a no-brainer for me. But, you know, you really got some hardcore fans out here that, you know, would do anything for their team. I'm just not at that point yet. I don't think I ever will be either. But, you know, watching some of the NBA games and watching some of the college basketball games, it was nice to see some fans out there. And then even watching the Super Bowl, that was pretty cool to see the fans at the Super Bowl. So hopefully in the next couple of months we can figure something out, man, with this pandemic. So let me know what you think about that segment. Last segment for this episode is 6-6 a realistic possibility in 2021. And I spoke about that earlier in this episode. I hope that's at least, you never want to concede a game, but I mean, let's face it, you know, the last 17, 18, 19, and 20, we've sucked. We're a shadow of our former selves. Now, Norvell has acquired some talent, but I don't think we're going to go from, 3-6 to the college football playoff, undefeated and in the college football playoff. So, if he can go from 3-6 to 6-6, that would be a tremendous, bullet point on his resume. So I do think 6-6 is a possibility. Just because you changed the quarterback and you got Mackenzie Milton. I think he's obviously an older guy, and 23. Yeah. So yeah, he's older, and I think he'll just make better decisions with the football than the other quarterbacks you have on the roster. And can you protect him? That's really it. Are you going to have basically a one-leg quarterback running for his life? That's really the question. Because Mackenzie Milton can make all the throws. You just got to give him time to make those throws. Defensively, I don't know what we're going to look like defensively. We lost a lot of guys. But none of those guys were like irreplaceable. So hopefully we can go 6-6. That's like my minimum. So that's going to conclude this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. It's available on YouTube. It's available on all podcast platforms. Once again, thank you for listening. Please wear a mask. Please social distance. Please do your research on flu and respiratory viruses. Please do your research on vaccines. And as always, go Noles.